The following is a lecture in a health food store, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on October 19th, 2011, in Sakya, Lithuania.
So we are very happy to be here in your town tonight. We are traveling all over the world to introduce people to an amazing truth. The fact is, at the present moment, we are in illusion. And because we are in illusion, we are suffering. So the good news is, you don't need money, power, or fame, or even good health to get out of your suffering condition. All you have to do is come out of your illusions. And then you can become really blissful if you're really good. Forever. And become even transcendental to death. So this is pretty powerful information. And I'm very, very happy you all come here tonight to hear about it. This is my disciple Sankirtan Das. He's a native Lithuanian. I am American, but he's Lithuanian. But on a higher level, we're all spirit. In other words, as long as we identify with this material body, we are subject to suffering. Here's what I mean when I say that. A body has to go through four things: birth, death, old age, and disease. None of these four things are pleasant. Actually, they're unpleasant. The little baby comes out screaming in a state of terror. Being born is a most frightening experience. And then when he comes out, he has to get sick. And he gets old gradually. And what does it mean when you get old? You become more healthy when you get old? No, you get more sick. More doctor bills. More liniments. For pain in the body, a liniment. More aspirin, more Excedrin, whatever. Medicine, more medicine. And then you have to die. So these things aren't fun. Nobody says, I'd like to die today. I think I'd like to get sick today. Or I'd like to get old today. No, we want to stay young. We want to stay healthy. We don't want to die. Why? Why do we want to stay young, healthy, and forever? Do you have any reason why we... does anybody know why we want to stay young and healthy forever? I mean, if it was our nature to get old, sick, and die, then why would we mind? Why do we find it objectionable? The reason we find it objectionable is actually the real self does not get old, does not get sick, and does not die. So what does that mean? The body is forced to get sick, get old, and die. The self within the body does not want to get sick and old and die. So what is the very simple truth that this psychological reality tells us? What is the very simple truth that this psychological reality tells us? What can we learn from our own psychology? we can learn that I'm not the body. I'm something different from this material body. It's not me. Just like I came here tonight in a motor vehicle from Kaunas. Did I become that motor vehicle because I was sitting in it? No, I did not. So right now you are sitting in your body. Does that mean that you are the body because you're sitting in it? Do you think that because you have a woman's body that makes you a woman? Or a man's body that makes you a man? Do you think that having a Lithuanian body makes you a Lithuanian? The answer is no, no. A Lithuanian body and a male or female body does not make you a Lithuanian or a male or a female. This is simply describing the covering of the self. So spirituality means to understand your nature beyond your body. That is spirituality. So is spirituality a fiction or is it a fact? I'm going to prove it to you that it's a fact. We all have remembrances than when we were little children. I did this, I did that. Where is the chemicals that made up your little kid's body? Are those chemicals here tonight in this room? Or are those chemicals long gone? Those chemicals are long gone. You don't have those chemicals anymore that made up your little kid's body. So how do you remember those experiences? You don't have the same body now you had then. That answer is given in the Bhagavad Gita. Chapter 2, text number 13. Dehi nosmin yata dehi komaram jovanam jara tatha dehantara praptir diras tatra namuhyate. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at the time of death. The self-realized souls are not bewildered by such a change. So you all, my dear ladies and gentlemen, are not your bodies. These bodies are changing constantly. In fact, the body you have right now is not the same exact body you have when you walked in the door a few minutes ago. Because when you exhale, you're giving away chemicals. And when you inhale, you're taking in new chemicals. So that means what was part of your body a few minutes ago is now part of somebody else's body in this room. We're switching bodies with each other. But we, the individual living entities, we eternally remain individuals. That is the spirit self, you see. Therefore, spirituality is a fact. And spirituality is the most important thing that you can develop in this lifetime. Somebody may learn how to knit. To knit, like knitting, you know, clothes, knitting a sweater. They take some thread and yarn and they knit a sweater. Somebody learn how, may how to play the guitar. How to make an oil painting. That's okay. But the most important thing is you have to learn how to become spiritual. You have to realize your spiritual nature. You can do this in any religion, as a Christian, a Jew, a Hindu, a Muslim, it doesn't matter what the religion is. Or you may not belong to any religion. Whether you belong to religion or you don't, you need to become spiritual. You need to awaken your consciousness. You need to awaken your consciousness of your spiritual identity. Because this will liberate you from the anxieties of a body that's getting sick and old and dying. The good news is, you're eternally youthful. Your body is aging. It's moving closer to death with every click of that, every tick of the second hand on the clock. But that second hand is not affecting you. You are not getting closer to death. Because you are deathless. Death cannot touch you. You have a bulletproof soul.
You see,
it can never be killed. Krishna says this in the Bhagavad Gita. Nahanyate hanyamane shirire nayang deha, what is it? Ajo yang shashvato yang parano nahanyate hanyamane shirire. For the soul there is never birth nor death. He is not coming to being, he does not come into being, he will not come into being. So the soul is eternally existing. And that's you. So spirituality is a fact. And is it necessary? Well, it's not absolutely necessary. If you don't mind suffering, you don't need spirituality. If you don't mind being miserable, being full of anger and greed and lust and envy and illusion, if you don't mind that, then why bother being spiritual? If you're happy just to be a miserable, impotent, unsuccessful person, then you don't need spiritual life. But if you would like to be vibrant, if you would like to be potent, if you would like to be intelligent, if you would like to be energetic, if you would like to be compassionate, if you would like to be blissful, if you would like to be courageous, brave, if you would like to have all good qualities, that comes by spiritual life. Because God is the source of all good qualities. And spiritual life means you're coming closer and closer to God every day. Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, sangat sanjayate kama. One's consciousness is developed according to that with which he associates. So if you associate with God, you become godly. So how do you associate with God? You have to pray. Because God can hear your prayers. That little prayer we sang in the beginning, that's an ancient prayer that was brought to this world by a great enlightened sage named Narada Muni. This is a special prayer that was brought to this world from the spiritual world. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. If you will cite this prayer, if you will meditate on this prayer every day, you will find that God is personally present within those sound vibrations. You can invoke the presence of God. In your own home, God will come into you right into your house through the form of this mantra. All you have to do is chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then, as you become spiritually awakened more and more, you will directly experience God right there in your own house. Or wherever you may be. You can be in the park underneath a tree. You could be in a car or a bus or the doctor's office. Anywhere. You can chant the names of God. And you'll feel how God has become present. So this is the way to put spiritual life into practice. If you regularly chant the names of God, you can chant any name according to your own religion. If you're a Christian, you can chant the name of Christ. If you're a Muslim, you can chant the name of Allah. If you will chant a name of God given in the scriptures, you will come closer and closer to God every day. And if you don't have any names to chant, well, chant Hare Krishna then. Actually, I grew up as a Christian. But I'm chanting Hare Krishna because it was more powerful than any mantra I got in the Bible. But any name of God, any prayer is very good. Just like in the Christian tradition, we have the Hallelujah chorus, it's very nice. Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. It's very nice. So somehow or other, call out to the Lord, you see. Somehow glorify the name of the Lord. That will bring you out of the false identification with your material body. That will bring you into what is known as spiritual awakening. Our spiritual realization, in which you become absolutely ecstatic. So please take this pathway of spiritual life, and you'll be glad you did. Please make a decision right here, right now, tonight, that you're going to dedicate yourself to God. Please do that right now. This will be the most wonderful moment in your whole life, right here tonight in this room. If you make a commitment right now within your heart, from now on I'm just going to serve God and that's my only desire. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Ne tik tai koncentruotis į Dievą, bet ir rūpinti savo šeimą. Maybe we should not only concentrate to God, but also take care of our family.
Maybe we should also take care of our families. Well, who is your family?
Kas yra jūsų šeima?
Is it just those persons related with your body?
Ar tik tai tie žmonės, kurie susiję su jūsų kūnu?
That means you're coming back into your bodily consciousness.
Reiškia, vėl papuolate į kūnišką koncepciją.
Actually, all living entities are your family.
Iš tiesų, visos gyvos būtybės yra jūsų šeima.
If I think those people related with my material body are my family and the others are not my family, then I'm forgetting my spiritual identity. So I agree with you, we have to take care of our family. But you have to remember who is your actual family. Why have I come here tonight? Because you are my family. I've come here to take care of you because you are my beloved family member. Do you understand? Yeah. So, you also take care of those who are related with your body because they are. If everybody is your family member, then those persons related with your body, they are also your family. So, just as I am taking care of you by connecting you with God, that's how you can take care of your material family members, by connecting them with God. That is the best care you can give to them.
Lygiai taip pat, kaip aš rūpinuosi jum, čia atvažiuodamas ir sujungdamas jūsų Dievu, lygiai taip pat jūs rūpinkitės ir su savo šeimos narės ir veskite juos link Dievo.
If all you do is you serve their material bodies and you neglect the self within, how good has your service been to them?
Jeigu tarnausite tik jų kūnam, bet ignoruosite jų dvasinius poreikius, tai kokia bus nauda iš tos jūsų tarnystės?
But if you take care of the material needs and also, even more importantly, take care of their spiritual need to connect them with God, then you've done real service for your family members.
Bet jeigu patenksite jų materialius poreikius ir dar svarbiau patenksite jų dvasinius poreikius, tuomet tikrą tarnystę jiems atliksite.
So we want you to serve your family members.
Mes labai norim, kad jūs tarnautume savo šeimos nariams.
But do it right. Don't serve them in the wrong way. By reinforcing their false identification with their material body. That is our request. Other question?
How you become monk?
How does one become smoke?
Monk.
How you became monk?
Monk. Oh. I was thinking I became smoke. I didn't know I'd become smoke. I was trying to figure out how I became smoke. Yes. I became monk because I wanted to serve my whole family. Because you are my family. You are one of my family members and I wanted to serve you. That's why I became a monk. Because I see that every single living being in the whole world is my family member. That's why I became a monk, because I want to serve all of my family members, not just some of them. So, that's why I did it. And how did I do that? I became a disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He is my guru. My spiritual master. He taught me how to become a monk. Thank you for your question. I appreciate it very much. Ačiū labai. Okay, any other questions?
Sometimes Christians say the name of Krishna doesn't appear in the Bible, so they say, therefore, I don't believe. What can you say?
Tas klausimas, kad kartais žmonės išpažįstant tik krikščionišką tikėjimą, teigia, kad Dievo vardas Krishna nėra paminėtas Biblijoje. Ir dėl to aš neprimu tokio Dievo vardą. Kaip galėtų mokytis pakomentuoti?
Christian people, they say that the name of Krishna is not mentioned in the Bible, so I will not accept this name as God name.
Yeah, but God's name isn't actually mentioned in the Bible. Where do we see in the New Testament that God's name is mentioned anywhere? For example, the New Testament says, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." But what name is? What the name is it given in the New Testament by Jesus?
Dieve, kuris esi danguje, tebūnie šventas tavo vardas, bet koks tas vardas, ar jis paminėtas?
The name is not given.
Vardas nepaminėtas.
The book of John, Christ says, I have more to tell you, but you're not ready to hear yet.
O Jono knygoje Kristus sako, kad aš jums turiu daugiau ką pasakyti, bet jūs dar tam nepasiruošę.
For the elementary knowledge that Christ gave them, they nailed him to the cross.
Vien tik už tas žinias, kurie Jėzus davė žmonėm, jie jau jį prikalė prie kryžiaus.
Just imagine if he had told him to chant Hare Krishna. Even what he did tell them, he nailed him to a cross. And if he said, everyone should chant Hare Krishna. So he told the people on a very elementary level what they could handle. So. They weren't ready to hear the intimate names of God. They were not ready for it. Therefore, he gave simply some basic ABC principles. He didn't give DEFGHIKLMNOPQRSTUVWXYZ. He didn't give that part of it. He just gave ABC only. But when Jesus comes again, you'll be a Hare Krishna. They'll probably try to crucify him again. Okay, next question.
Paskui po mirtinis gyvenimas, kaip jis tai traktuoja va šitą, mes saugomis nuolėmis dėl to, kad po mirties nepatektume į ugnį tenai.
Kaip mokytis galėtų pakomentuoti po mirtinį gyvenimą, nes mes dažnai stengiamės gyventi teisingai, nenudėmingai, kad nepakliūtume į pragarą. How you can comment the life after death, because sometimes we are trying to be very nice persons because we are afraid to go to the hell.
Yeah, hell's pretty bad. Therefore, you must stop sinning. You should give up illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. And chant the holy names of God. Especially in the modern world, they are very fond of eating meat. You must give up this nasty habit. Do you realize the hell for meat eaters? If you eat meat, you have to become that animal, and that animal will eat you. How would you like to be an animal and go to the slaughterhouse? There's a hell for that. That's the hell, you see, for meat eaters. I think all of you are meat eaters in this room. Most of you are meat eaters, right? Please stop this bad habit. I don't want you to have to go to hell. It's so expensive, first of all. It's much cheaper. A vegetarian diet is cheaper. You don't have to get the karma of killing an innocent animal. And it's more delicious also. Everyone should take up a vegetarian diet. Please, go home, throw all the meat away. Tell McDonald's to get out of town if they're here. start a vegetarian diet, please. It's hard to pray to God when you're eating meat. Because meat is murder. So stop eating murder. Stop eating meat. You have a simple vegetarian diet. It's cheaper, it's more healthy, you'll live longer, you'll be happier. And God will appreciate that you're not hurting His little four-legged friends. These animals are also dear to God. They're all God's pets. If somebody ate your dog, would you be happy? If someone took your cat and ate your cat, would you be angry? All the animals, they are God's pets. How are you going to eat one of God's pets? It's a very sinful thing. So if you don't want to go to hell, stop eating the animals. You must stop eating the animals. I demand it. Simple vegetarian diet and offer your food to God before eating. And chant the holy names of God. If you do this, I guarantee you will not see hell. I will personally guarantee if you give up meat eating and chant the names of God, you will not see hell. I promise you. Yes.
If someone not eating meat, but he's doing other sinful activity, so he still go to hell or not?
Yeah, any sinful activity is bad. But people who are, but meat eating is one of the worst sinful activities, one of the worst. Because it's murder. Those animals are being murdered in the slaughterhouse every day. Murder is a very heavy sin. Those animals are being murdered by the butchers in the slaughterhouse every day. It's one thing, it's one of the worst things you can do is to eat meat. So give up that sin, the other sins will be easier to give up if you give up that one.
Yeah.
Jeigu aš nesu šitas kūnas, esu siela, tai koks skirtumas, kokią nuodėmingą veiklą atlieka tas kūnas? Ir kitas klausimas, kad gyvūnai vis viena bus priversti numirti vienaip ar kitaip. Tai koks skirtumas? Tai yra natūralu. If I am different from my body, so there is it's not so important what sins my body is doing because I'm
no.
soul.
If you use your car and run, if you run over somebody with your car on purpose, the car is not guilty, but you are guilty.
Jeigu jūs sąmoningai kažkieno automobilį sudaužysite, tai ne automobilis bus kaltas, bet jūs būsite kalta.
The body is the instrument you're using. You are using your body to eat meat. So you are the one who is eating. You're guilty. The body is simply an instrument you're using to eat the meat. But you are the one who is engaging the body and eating the meat.
Kūnas yra instrumentas ir jūs naudojate šitą instrumentą tam, kad žudyti kitus, kad valgyti mėsą.
Tai vis dėlto kūnas yra svarbus.
So, body is very important.
Yes, using it correctly is very important.
Taip, teisingai naudoti kūną yra labai svarbu.
If I take a gun and shoot somebody, And they take me to court. I say, I didn't kill him, the gun did. Will the judge accept? We will give your gun a life in prison because it killed the person. You didn't kill him, the gun did. So you say, well, I didn't eat the meat, the body did. But you engage your body in doing it, therefore you're guilty.
So body is connected with soul.
Just like you are seated in your car and you're driving it. If you run over somebody, you will be taken to court. You were seated, you are right now seated within the heart of your body as the driver of that body. That's your position. Another question.
What is your name?
You didn't introduce me? He already introduced me. He can tell you.
Aš galiu pasakyti, nes aš jau kartą minėjau. Sankaršantas Satikai. Dvasinis mokytas. Sankaršantas Satikai. Sudėtingas vardas. There is some translation to what is the meaning of your name?
Sankarshan means another name of God. Sankarshan is a name for God, and Das means servant, so servant of God.
O Das reiškia tarnas, taigi tai reiškia Dievo tarnas.
And Adhikari means one who is empowered.
O Adhikari reiškia tas, kuris yra įgalintas.
So Sankarshan Das Adhikari means a servant of God who is empowered for spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. Next question.
Paaiškinti mums apie reinkarnaciją.
Jeigu kiaulė pradučia, jeigu kiaulė nevalgau, kaip tas pragaras, koks jis yra, iš tikrųjų. Jeigu aš, man pragaras, kad aš, jeigu už savo nuodėmę turėsiu pavirsti kažkokį gyvulių atvinkų.
Jūs norite patiksinti, ar būtent toksai yra pragaras, ar egzistuoja kažkoks?
Taip, vat kokį tą pragarą, sakykime. Į krikščionių tikėjimą, tai yra į tamsą. Tamsoje tausi skaistinsiesi, kol tu išvietą.
Ar galėtų mokytis plačiau pakomentuoti apie pragarą? Ar pragaras tai reiškia tapti kažkokiu tai gyvūnu? Ar egzistuoja toksai pragaras, kur krikščioniškoje koncepcijoje, kur yra kažkokia tai ugnis, tamsa? Can you more explain about hell? Hell, it means to become some animal, or there is some hell, like in Christian religion, that there is some fire.
Yeah, there's fire there.
It's
described in detail in the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. There's many, many different places in hell for different types of sinful people. It's horrible to describe all the details. There's one part of hell called Krimi Bhajana. Krimi means worms. And Bhajana means eating. So it's a huge lake of cannibalistic worms. And they're eating each other. So for a certain type of sin, you have to become a worm in Krimi Bhajana. You have to live as a worm in a lake full of worms that are all eating each other. It's horrible. That's where people go, don't offer their food to God before eating.
Tai yra pragaras žmonėms,
kurie prieš valgymą nepaukoja savo maisto Dievui.
Even vegetarian food.
Net ir vegetarišką maistą.
Make sure to offer your food to God, your vegetarian food to God before eating.
Todėl pasirūpinkite, kad prieš valgydama vegetarišką maistą jį paukotumėte Dievui.
Any other questions?
O kaip sužinom apie tą pragarą? Už kurį žinom, kad jisai toks yra?
O kaip jūs sužinoti apie tokį pragarą, iš tiesų jisai toks yra? How really know about the hell that is like this or not like this? How?
Oh, this is described in the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's a great authoritative text from ancient the ancient sages of India. Amazing book. We have it in Lithuanian. We have some volumes of it here tonight. You can pick up some volumes. A few minutes, we're going to stop the lecture. We'll have the book table be open. Anybody who gets a hardbound book, I'll give you a written blessing in your book. Just bring it to me after you get it.
Po kelių minučių, kai pabaigsim paskaitą, visi norintys galėsite įsigyti knygą. Ir tie, kas paims knygas turu ir šalių mokytis, pasirašys specialius palaiminimus jums ant knygas.
So, this boy had another question.
O kaip paukoti tą valgį Dievui, bet jeigu paukoti, tai pats neturėsi?
Klausimas, kaip tą valgį paukoti Dievui, nes jeigu visą valgį paukosi Dievui, tai ką pats tada valgysi? Question, if you offer all food to God, so you have nothing to eat.
That's a very nice, very interesting question you've asked, young man. God is very kind. If you offer him your food, he will spiritualize it and give it back to you.
Jeigu tu paukosi savo maistą Dievui, Dievas tavo tą maistą sudvasins ir grąžins į tavo atgal.
I offer the food to anybody else, they'll take it and they won't give anything back.
Bet jeigu paukosi savo maistą kam nors kitam, tai jie jį pasiims ir tau nebegrąžins.
When God is different than everybody else.
Dievas skiriasi nuo kitų.
When you offer the food to God, he will take that food, he will turn it into pure spirit and he'll give it back to you as spiritual energy.
Kai paukosi Dievui maistą, Dievas priims tą maistą, sudvasins ir tau sugražins.
Bet jūs dar nepasakyt, kaip tą valgį paukoti.
But how to offer this food to God?
Yes, you take your vegetarian food.
Pagamink vegetarišką maistą.
And you can take a picture of God, just like we can take one of our books as a picture of God. We have a book, Bhagavad Gita. No? We have any books with Krishna's picture on them?
Yes, Bhagavad.
Here's a picture of Krishna right here. See? You can just put this book right here and put your plate in front of the picture. Then you pray to Krishna, my dear Lord Krishna, please accept this offering. Just like if I give you a gift and I say, please, my dear boy, take this gift. So if you have a picture, that's good. If not, you can just offer to God within your mind. You can say, my dear Lord, please accept this offering of food. And if you say it with love, he will accept. And then you can eat that food and you'll become a great saint. Just by eating that food, you'll become one of the greatest saints in the history of the world. There was a little boy, his name was, I didn't know his name at that time, but it was a little boy, just an ordinary little boy living in a little hut. And there were some great saintly persons living in the forest nearby. And they would offer their food to God before eating. So he would sometimes eat some of that special food that had been offered to God. And suddenly by eating that food, he became a great, like one of the greatest saints in history. So we recommend that you should offer your food to God and eat that food. You'll become one of the greatest saints in the history of the world if you do that. Would you like to be a great saint?
Yes.
Ah, very good. Jai. Okay, any other questions?
Yeah.
Visoje visatoje tik tai turint žmogaus kūną žemėje, siela gali dvasiškai tobulėti. Is it true that in all universe, only in our planet and only in human body, some soul can make spiritual progress?
No.
Yeah.
On any planet one can make spiritual progress.
Bet kokioje planetoje galima dvasiškai tobulėti?
There are actually human beings all over the universe. But the Earth planet is the very best place for making spiritual progress. There are heavenly planets also within this universe. And the pleasure there is so great that people aren't interested in God so much. And there are also the hellish planets in the lower part of the universe. And the suffering is so horrible, people don't have time to even think about God there. Their minds are too disturbed from all of the hell going on around them. So this planet is the best place. Take advantage of your human birth to become God conscious. That's a wise investment of your human life. Give this one life completely in the service of God. In this one life you can achieve the supreme perfection of going back to home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Anything else?
Dar turit klausimų?
Yeah.
Jeigu yra tik vienas Dievas, tai ar yra daug mokytojų, ar irgi tik vienas mokytojas? If God is one, so what about spiritual masters? It is only one spiritual master or many spiritual masters in the world?
He's very intelligent questions he's asking.
But what are the questions classes?
Actually, Prabhupada said the spiritual master is one. Because the teaching is one. But the persons may be many. So there's only one teaching. But there can be many persons giving that same teaching. Any person who is giving the genuine teaching, he is the bona fide spiritual master. So the teaching is one. The spiritual masters, they cannot give different teachings. The bona fide spiritual master, they all give the same exact teaching. You must surrender to God. Anyone who says anything different, they are not a bona fide spiritual master. They are a cheater and a rascal. The bona fide spiritual master says you should surrender yourself to God. Anyone who teaches you the art of how to surrender to God, he is the bona fide spiritual master. Any other questions? Okay, so any question? All right.
Šventykloje paskaitose mokytojas minėjo labai svarbų momentą, aš norėčiau, kad jisai papasakotų dabar, nes pasaulyje yra daug žmonių, kurie meldžiasi Dievui, bet dauguma žmonių neprašo kažkokių materialių dalykų, ar tokia malda mus gali apvalyti ir suteikti mums tikros naudos. Can you explain more about prayer? You said that we should pray, but also before, he was telling that many people in the world is praying, but they're praying for material things. So such prayers for material things, can it give some benefit for our spiritual progress or no?
So how should we pray? If we pray for material things, we'll get those material things. If our karma allows us to get them. So the prayer to pray for material things is not very important. Why are you bothering God for material things? How many little children have to ask their parents, my dear mother and father, will you feed me today? So why do I have to ask God if He'll give me what I need for my material life? That means I don't trust Him. So the intelligent thing to do is to pray to God, how can I serve you? That is the prayer which gives you the greatest benefit. If you'll pray to be engaged in the service of God, then He'll be very, very pleased with you and He'll give you unlimited blessings. If we keep bothering God, well, God, you know, I have a toothache and I need a new guitar, and by the way, my shoes are getting kind of worn out, and I need a new girlfriend, and by the way, you know, I could use a new car, and I mean, that's very disturbing to God, those kind of prayers.
But if you ask God, oh, God, man skauda dantį, ir gitaros norėčiau naujos, ir automobilio, ir merginos, tai Dievo labai trikdo.
Why is that disturbing to God?
Kodėl tai trikdo Dievo?
Because you're not praying to serve Him.
Nes jūs neprašot, kad Jam patarnauti.
You're praying to God and ask God to serve you.
Nes jūs prašot, kad Dievas tarnautų jums.
That's not how we're supposed to be spiritual.
Bet tai nėra dvasiška.
Spiritual means you serve God, not that you ask God to serve you. If you just give yourself totally to serve God, He'll take care of everything you need. You don't have to worry about
Him.
Just like I've given my life completely in the service of God, and all my material needs are taken care of with no difficulty.
Visas mano materialus poreikius, Dievas pasirūpina.
Okay, is that it?
Taigi, taip, tiek.
One last question from
me. That's
it.
O kiek siela turi tų, kiek siela turi gyvenimą?
Klausimas, kiek siela turi gyvenimą? How many soul has lives?
There's an infinite number, there's an unlimited number of souls that have life.
Not one soul, but how much this soul has lives?
How many lives does each soul have?
Yes.
Every soul has an unlimited number of lives.
Viena siela turi neribotą kiekį gyvenimo.
In this material world.
Šitame materialiame pasaulyje.
But this is like a dream state.
Bet yra kaip sapno būvis.
You have to wake up in the dream and go back to your one eternal life in the kingdom of God.
Does
that answer everybody else? Okay. So come here, young man. I wanted to give you something. Put your head down. Okay. There we go. Nice. Okay. So we can stop here at this point. And the books tables are now available. Anybody who gets a hardbound book, I'll give you a written blessing.
One question, please. Let's look at our table. Visi, kas įsigys storais viršeliais knygą, gaus mokymo parašą su specialiu palaiminimu.
Thank you very much. Ačiū labai.